Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' second quarter 2014 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVS's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations, or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to EVS second quarter 2014 conference call, and the first investor conference call hosted by management. I would like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and I would like to thank EVS management for hosting this call for the first time, and we intend that this will become a regular quarterly event. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligations to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demand, and the competitive nature of the security system industry, as well as other risks identified in this document, in the documents filed by the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With us on the line today are Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of 2014, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the second quarter. After this, we will open the call for the question and answer session. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
I would like to welcome all of you to our first conference call, and thank you for your interest in our company. We recently decided to increase our efforts in communicating with our investors, and this conference call is one of these steps. I'd like to first provide you with an introduction to EVS and then discuss some of the changes we have made in recent months, which we believe have enabled us to start down a path of strong growth. After that, Yaron will summarize the financial results, which you can also find in today's press release. Following this, we will open the call for questions. EVS is a global company which has been in operation for over 20 years. Though headquartered in Israel, today we have offices and agents spanning five continents. We are a company with a single focus on machine vision and monitoring systems for surface inspection, primarily developed for the textile industry. Today, EVS is by far the leader in this market, with more than 800 installations worldwide. Our core machine vision technology was originally developed for defense industry by Elbit Ltd. In particular, these algorithms were used in target acquisitions. The current management of EVS, led by Yaron Menashe as CFO and myself as CEO, took control of the company in mid-2010 through a management buyout. Since then, we have initiated a turnaround, which included the immediate divesting of non-core business and renewed focus on machine vision systems. Our innovative systems improve our customers' profitability through increased product yield and process efficiency in hundreds of installations worldwide. They operate in wide range of applications in the manufacturing of textile for the automotive industry, technical fabric business, apparel and home furnishing markets, and nonwoven materials such as flooring, plastics film, and more. Many of the world's leading manufacturers have our machines installed in their production lines, including some well-known names such as Milliken, Glenraven, Michelin, Bridgestone, Yusong, Tolray, Owens Corning, Hewlett-Packard, and many more. These customers supply these very products to companies like GM, Ford, Toyota, Boeing, Nike, and Under Armour. Some of these products even protect lives every day in things like airbags, seat belts, electronic circuit boards, parachutes, flame-redundant uniform for firefighters, and personal protective body armor for our police officers and soldiers. While it has been a long road to get to here today, we have followed a well-laid-out plan which turned this company into a growing and profitable business. We have focused our efforts on building a sound operational structure as well as continued commitment to new product development. As Mr. Roger Milliken so eloquently stated, operational excellence secures the present. Innovation excellence secures the future. With that, I would like to spend a bit of time talking about our innovation. From the time EVS was created, our business model has revolved around lowering customers' costs and increasing their profitability. By developing machine vision systems to replace the need for human inspection on finished textile. Over the past 20 years, we have developed four generations of vision technology that did just that. And though these systems continue to bring great value to this market, EVS products have always been limited to only reporting to our customers on the quality that has already been manufactured. In other words, we were simply a faster, more accurate, and reliable messenger. To make a truly must-have product, we realized we must develop an in-process monitoring tool which can have a real impact on production quality. A system that can detect defects as they are being created. Stop the process creating it, and alert the operator who can repair it. We answer these calls with the IBAR. IBAR, our newest product, which we recently launched, is revolutionary as it moves the focus from post-woven inspection into in-process monitoring. Thus, when an error occurs, it is detected at the formation of the fabric and the manufacturing process on the loom is stopped immediately, minimizing wasted material. Initially, the IBAR will be targeting the high end of the market where expensive technical fabric are manufactured and the quality requirements are very stringent. We believe this makes up about 20% of the overall market, where weaving looms can cost from $100,000 up to $1.5 million each. Therefore, IBAR represents a minimal added expenses to this market. While our current addressable market is around $100 million annually, the IBAR raised this exponentially to over $4 billion due to the sheer number of potential machines that can be targeted. We are seeing a lot of interest from many potential clients in different vertical markets. We really feel that this is a revolutionary solution that the industry has been waiting for many years. We are taking a cautious approach in our ramp-up plans. Our target is to sell an initial 50 machines in 2014, jumping to several hundred in 2015. So far, by the end of second quarter, we have sold around 30 machines, and we believe we are well on the way in achieving our target. Before I hand over to Yaron, I would just like to spend a minute discussing our investor relationship plans in the coming months. As I discussed earlier, now after we completed the turnaround stage and have a better visibility into where our business is going, we intend to spend more time telling our story to the market and being more accessible to investors than we have been in the past few years. Part of this will be ongoing quarterly conference calls as well as ongoing press releases and communication updating our shareholders on business development. We also intend to present at some upcoming conferences for institutional investors in the United States, one of which is the Rodman Conference in New York in September and the LD Micro Conference in Los Angeles in December. And I do hope to see some of you there. We also intend to start looking into upgrading our stock listing to NASDAQ through this, though this may take some time as we need to meet the requirements, but we are determined to get there. In summary, EBS in 2014 has evolved into a very different company with number of upcoming catalysts which can drive growth. As you will hear from Yaron in a minute, the business has turned around and we are now profitable and growing. We have a new growth engine which we believe is revolutionary in our industry, and we expect it to provide us with significant growth potential in the coming years, transforming the company completely with the goal of dramatically increasing our revenues. With that, I would like to introduce Yaron Menashe, our CFO, and I hand the floor over to him. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today we announced strongly improved financial results, demonstrating year-over-year growth in revenue, improvement in growth and operating margin and net income. Revenue for the second quarter of 2014 were $1.6 million, representing year-over-year growth of 33%. Revenue in the first half of 2014 were $2.9 million versus $2.4 million in the first half of the last year. Sales breakdown in this quarter by geography were as follows: USA at 40%, Europe at 26%, Asia and rest of the world at 34%. Second quarter gross profit was $0.8 million. This represents a gross profit of 51% compared with $0.6 million or a gross profit of 52% in the second quarter of last year. Operating income in second quarter of 2014 was $0.2 million. Or operating margin of 15 versus an operating income of $5,000 in the second quarter of last year. I note that in our Q2 results, we have a non-cash charge of $178,000 related to the reevaluation of warrants granted to Mr. Avi Gross in 2012. Net income for the second quarter of 2014 was $16,000. When excluding the above mentioned non-cash expenses, our net income is $198,000 compared with a net loss of $31,000 in the second quarter of last year. Net income in the first half of 2014, exclude this charge, was $373,000 versus a loss of $90,000 in the first half of last year. I know that following the end of quarter, we raised $250,000 in a private placement in a few steps. Looking forward, we expect that our revenue for the third quarter will approximately reach a $1.7 million level, driving by our core business and increasing contributed from the IBAR. And with that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Shuki Chazan of Chazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Yaron. Hello, Shmulik. Congratulations for this conference call. I would like to ask about the IBA, the recognized of revenue with the IBA. Did you recognize the sales of IBA at H1 of this year? And will you recognize most of the IBA sales at Q4, or it will be mixed between Q3 and Q4?
Anina?
Hello, Shuki. Yes, we recognize some of the sales of the IBA in the first half of 2014, and the rest, of course, will be in Q3 and Q4 this year.
You expect that it will be around the same levels, or you think that maybe in Q4 it will be a little bit higher?
We, of course, expect that the effect of the IBA sales will increase by quarter to quarter.
Okay, thanks, and good luck.
The next question is from Al Shams of American Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, shalom, good morning. First of all, you know, it's good that you're, you know, doing the conference call and have more of an investor outreach, especially for a company so small as this. I'm not being critical in my comments, but as you guys know, we really, really need to get the revenues up in this company. I mean, $2 million a quarter is just, you know, it's hardly on the radar. What are the prospects for us to say get to 20, 25 million a year in gross revenues? That's my question.
Okay. Al, thank you for the question. Of course, we strongly believe that it's possible, and we will achieve this kind of revenue levels. And over the years, with a great penetration of the IBAR and a strong development of our sales network in the world, we will definitely be able to reach those levels and higher.
Okay, good. Do you need to raise any additional capital, let's say, in the next 6 or 9 months?
Currently, we are not looking for additional investments. That's basically it. We right now, we don't see a need for that.
Okay. Do you have any plans to do a reverse split on the stock? I would suggest and hope that you would not do that.
Of course, we will evaluate this in the future, and if we will feel this will be the right move or not the right move, we will choose accordingly.
Okay, but is it something that's under consideration at this time?
At this time, absolutely not. No.
Okay. Now, I know that you're working with limited resources, but is there a way of taking the technology that you have and with little effort, or maybe bring others in so that that technology can be applied to other industries or other products or other manufacturing industries?
We are currently staying very, very focused on our target with the IBAR and our current products. Yet this technology, of course, can be used for other applications and other industries. But right now we are very, very focused on our targets that we formulated here.
Okay. So you think within the textile industry, there is a big, large market that if you can get the penetration that you hope, that we can do very well just in the textile industry?
Absolutely. Please understand that when we say textile industry, we are talking about 850,000 looms. And out of these 850,000 looms, About 20% are high-end, and this is our initial market target. This
okay.
is our initial
so that target. So that would be like 160,000 looms. And of that 160, how many do you think have this kind of capability?
All of them. What do you mean this kind of capability?
No. The how many currently have something like iBar, you know, operating on their looms?
Almost zero.
Okay, so there is a huge market there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I'll stand aside and let some others ask questions, and thanks for your efforts, and I look forward to some good progress.
Thank you.
The next question is from David Draymond of Draymond Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Congrats on a good quarter. It really looks like you guys are turning around the company over the last half year. I just wanted to follow up on what the last gentleman was asking about the iBar in terms of the potential of the actual products. And I was hoping you can talk a little bit about the other verticals and the geographies. I know that you said that you want to focus a little bit more on the textiles initially, but where, you know, are you seeing demand from other industries that want something as specific like this, and how easy would it be for you to turn around and sort of make it compatible for other industries?
First of all, as far as geography, we feel very strong that we will start in North America and Europe. Obviously, most of the high-end and a very high-tech or technical fabric and technical material is in the Western world, and this is where we're going to start. As far as other applications, this technology can be used for film, for non-woven. I can tell you that currently we are seeing a lot of pressure from the end users and the retailers pushing their customers, which is our, their suppliers, which is our customers, to use EVS technology or use monitoring systems in their production lines. So it's like we see pressure from up, which means from the end users, and from us pushing our customers. So we feel very strong about the penetration of this product.
Okay, and how quickly do you think what's the time frame, you know, that you see some of the other industry users, even from the bottom end, going up to your customers, coming back and asking you for a product in their industry?
You know, there are initial discussions. I can tell you that we are in touch with some retailers, and they visited some of our customers, trying to better understand the technology. To tell you how fast they will push their suppliers in India to start using EVS system, it's hard to say, but I think that it has become more reality now.
Okay, good. What sort of competition is there to the iBar, at least just in the textiles?
We know of one company that has a solution or a similar solution. However, our technology and our experience in textile with vision systems is much superior solution. And in addition, our cost of performance is much stronger, much better.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you had initial sales so far about 38 iBars. And that you're hoping to really just target the higher end textile users. Are the 38 iBars that you've sold, are they from those high-end customers, and what sort of concentration rate is it? Is it, you know, is that just to one customer, or is it to a number of them?
Okay. First of all, we are talking about 30.
Okay. Sorry.
And yes, all of the systems, all of these 30 are high-end. Some of them automotive, some of them aerospace industry, and we are talking about 10 customers. Obviously, when you're talking about looms and IBAR, customers will buy one or two or three. You know, in average, they will buy few systems, and then they will expand it to their all of their weaving machines in the plant. So they will start with one or five, and then if they will see that everything is okay, they will continue to purchase more systems.
Okay, great. One last question. I know I'm taking up everyone's time. What sort of feedback are you getting from customers in the last 6 months or last quarter installation?
First of all, please understand that I've been to this business for about 20 years, and 20 years my customers always pushing us to provide a solution at the source of the problem or at the loom. So they are very excited, and this is one of the reasons why we are taking this very cautious. We don't want to make any mistakes. We want to be to penetrate the market when the product is very mature. So right now the initial reaction from the customers, from our customers, and most of these customers are EVS customers, is very positive.
Great. I really appreciate your time and all the feedback and for all the questions. Thank you so much, and good luck on the coming quarter.
Thank you very much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please send by or poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his closing statement, I'd like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. On behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions, please feel free to call my IR team, whose contact details are on the press release. I do look forward to speaking with you and updating you again next quarter. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems second quarter 2014 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.